right. So, I'm going to read first from the Ari. גם ביות היו צפירות בבחינת עיגולים, זה בתוך זה יש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע שביו צפירות שבקו היושר. After the צמצום, tell us the Ari, not Rav Ashlag, the 10 ספירות of the circular ספירות, after the צמצום, we know they were no longer receiving light directly, they have עיגולים one inside another, וכל בחינות של קבלת השפע. שביו צפירות, שבקו היושב היו, כי בעיגול הכתר נקרא אריחנפין. So please listen, it's all new names. So within the יוד צפירות of the circular, there is also different levels now, like the linear, because before the צמצום, it was no levels in the circle. Only after the צמצום, which now you receive through a line, that for that reason, you only gonna have different levels within the igulim, within the circular vessel. So let's now give them the name. Be igula keter, the circle of the keter, we're gonna call it arich anpin. Arich anpin. Arich anpin mean long face. There is ze'er anpin, small face. Now you know why it's called arich anpin. Chara tikun. Yesh deke v'chad v'chalon mitzad yemin. Aigul. Now he's describing something that seems physical, but it's not. There is one hole there and one window in the right side of the circle, and from there, the light of Arich is going down to Igul de Abba. So the light in the Igulim now has different name and have different level. Remember, before the Tzimtzum, it all was one. But now after the Tzimtzum, because the light is now being given through the line, so the shape of levels also appear in the circular. And now, the first one is Arich, and from Arich, from the right side of Arich, is going, and we right doesn't mean physically right, but right, of course, right column, you understand. We're going to go into it in a second. This is just the Ari, so it's complicated. Soon we're going to go to Rav Ashlag. And it's going into the next Igul, the next circle. We call the next circle Abba. Abba means father. Umeir elav and shine. Vodesh chalon sheni. Then there is another window. Besmola Igul shel Arich. Then there is another window in the first circle, what we call Arich. Remember, it's no longer Keter of the Igulim. It's now Arich. Arich, okay? Aleph, Resh, Yud, Kaf, Arich, from the word long or big. So from the left side, Yotze Or, Atzat Smol, the Igul, the Abba, Asher Betocho, Venokvo, Venesav, Ochlov, Shem Nitzach, Ad Igul, Ima. So from the left side, the light going through Abba, through the next one, it's called Abba, Father, and it's go all the way to the third circle that's called Ima. Ima means mother, the circle of Ima. שבתוך עיגול אבא, where is the circle of אמא? She is inside of אבא, because remember, we not talk line, we talk עיגולים. So the, in עיגולים, the light, the outside is the most important. In the circular, the outside is more important, because how is the עיגול, how is the circle work? The light, the end of his ear. Okay, the end of his ear. So whatever go in the middle is further from the light. Okay? So when you talk about line, so the top is close to the light. You understand? So now we are, in the beginning, it was no differences between them. But now when the light left and the supplier come from levels, then they start developing levels as well. ומאיר בו ונמצא כי בעבור האור תוך שמאל עיגולה בה אינו לאבא עצמו ואינו עובר שם רק דרך מעבר מלבד. Please remember, say the Ari, this is all the Ari. Please remember that the light that going through Abba, true father, is not belong to father, and he doesn't even stay for father, in father. It's go from Arich, true father, to go to mother. So we call that light, it's called Derech Ma'avar. It's a passing through only, but it doesn't last there. Aval ikar hara hi le'ima. Most of that light coming from Arich is only to Ima. V'nimtza ki Arich anpin, me'ir la'aba ve'ima b'yachad. From here we learn that father and mother receiving light in the same time. So there is no difference between two of them. Now you know why Chokhmah and Bina are always together. They're not different. כמו שהוא בעניין היושר שלהם ממש. Why? Because if you look at the linear spherot, you have Keter and then you have Chokhmah Bina. Chokhmah Bina is one. There's no difference between them. So also in the circular, there is no difference between them. ואף כי אם עגולים, זה בתוך זה, יש להם קווים ישרים. Even if they are circular, say Dari, they still act like linear, that there is different level. ימין ושמאל ואמצע. Right, left and center appear there. Before the צמצום, it was no right, no left, no center. It was, everything was one. מבחינת החלונות האלה שבהם. With those holes, with those windows that they have. ומשם נמשך האור ביוד ספירות דעיגולים, דרך קווים ישרים ממש. After those three ספירות of עיגול, if you remember, studied it long time ago, the light started to come in a line. Remember, I mentioned like a lollipop, I mentioned different picture. From after you do those three things, then the light start to come like linear with all the rest of the ספירות. Now let's see what Rav Ashlag say about it, okay? So this is general idea of the Ari. Just to appreciate that very much, you know, we are talking about like the concept here is so powerful because when the Ari wrote this book, it's called Etz Chaim. Etz Chaim, Tree of Life. It's basically what we're dealing with is the Tree of Life from the Garden of Eden. It's not a joke. So I said, so it was, people studied for many, many years after the Ari passed, but what Rav Ashlag did, he brought it into a way so many people studied. And for thank God, now we're in a time that everyone studied this all over the world. I told you, the guy who came to show me the writing, I think I told it on Monday, of Rav Ashlag, so I can touch those paper and I can touch, you know, and it was very nice of him to come and do it. So he has a whole organization in New York and in Tel Aviv that teach that. Huge organization. I didn't even know it exists. In Beit Shemesh, not far from Jerusalem, the whole school, yeshiva, just dedicated for that. Bnei Brak, one of the only yeshivot I used to go to next to my home, become like the biggest building for just teaching that. It's everyone, all over the world. Lakewood Yeshiva, that was discovery for me. Lakewood Yeshiva known to be people against Kabbalah usually. They wouldn't study it. Now there is a whole section just teaching that. And they, you know, they study it, that's their life. This is not like we're coming for 1 hour. That's what they do, that's their job. 9 hours, they just study. We're talking about like big things happening, just to let you know. Let's go to Rav Ashlag now. Just to appreciate, you know, it's important to appreciate. Tell us, Rav Ashlag, what does that mean, the circle inside circle? כלומר שאין היה מדרגות קרח חוכמה בינה זכר וכלל נשכות ביושר, לא זו למטה מזו דיינו מהזך אל האב, אלא שאין המדרגות שוות זו לזו ואין אחת למטה מחברתה, דיינו שתהיה אהבה מחברתה, אלא עבדה שיש ביניהם על כל פנים, ההבחן של סיבה ומסובב, שרמצות זו מזו ונשכות זו מזו. אבל like said to us, remember, we're still dealing with circle. So no matter how much it will be like the line, it's not the line. Because in the line it's going from top to bottom. In a circle, it's go one inside another. So you have to remember that. Rav Ashlag, I don't know why he wants us to understand it. I thought it was pretty much clear from the Ari. But maybe, you know, there is a reason where it's going. And he said, when we say circle one inside another, it means cause and effect. So it's not just circle, shape of a circle, like physical circle. It's cause and effect. שהרי אין יוצאות זו מזו, ונמשכות זו מזו. שהחוכמה יצא מקטר. לחוכמה קמה out of קטר, והבינה מחוכמה. And the בינה come from חוכמה. וזה רנפין מבינה. And זה רנפין come from בינה. And מלכות from זה רנפין. אמנם מבחן זה של סיבה בסביבה האמור, אמנם מבחינת יבצם זה תוך זה. The new thing, say Rav Ashlag, here, we already know that קטר give birth to חוכמה, and חוכמה give birth to בינה, and בינה give birth to זה רנפין, and זה רנפין give birth to מלכות. So what's the new? What's the new here? There's nothing new. There's one thing new, because it's one inside another. One inside another. So when, usually when you have cause and effect, you have, you know, it's, this is before, this is after. Here, they are together. They are all together, but still there is cause and effect. אם עצם זה תוך זה, אשר כל סיבה מסובבת המסובב שלה, אשר החוכמה מסובבת מקטר, והבינה מסובבת בחוכמה. The way they use cause and effect, they use the word mesuvav. Mesuvav can be translated also encircling. Mesuvav can be translated as mesuvav. Like if you take the, what do you call that for Hanukkah? Dreidel? Dreidel, you know what dreidel, this thing that people play? So, ani mesovev, I am twisting the dreidel. Spinning, maybe it's better. Spinning, okay, mesovev means spinning. Spinning. So it's funny, in the old language of Kabbalah, they didn't call it cause and effect. It's a what's spinning what. It's very interesting. What's spinning what? And they use the word spinning. Weird, it bothered me for many years. Why they have to use spinning? But it's very unique because they want to give you the imagine of circling, you know? So mesuvav. So I am spinning that. You know, if you go to Albert Einstein, so you will understand that, you know, everything is relative. Am I, when you turn your body, is the room is going around or you going around? It's relative, right? It's relative. You know, all those relativity theory that I don't think I understood, I agree, but I don't know what I agree to. I mean, the only thing I never understood is why when I throw a coin in the bus, the coin doesn't hit the window in the back or in the front, actually. You understand? You jump, you're above, so why is the bus not hit you? You know, you become part of the bus, physics will explain it to you. But I don't want to go into this funny thing, just to understand cause and effect. So the Chokhmah is spinning in the Bina, or Chokhmah is spinning from Keter, Chokhmah spinning Bina. I'm using the word spinning so you can understand. But you have to remember one inside the other. Pirusho, ze mesuvav mize. This is spin from that. Kamvuar. אבל אין בין הבחן של מעלה ומטה כל עיקר. That's very tough, Rav Ashlag said. But in the same time, there is no real difference between two of them. So even there is different level, they are actually still the same. How can that be that there is no Efren? Efren means there is no, you cannot diagnose or see or analyze or judge or be aware that there is up or down because all of them is circle. So all of them is in the same place. Together. It's almost like you open a microscopic cell and or take a seed, and within the seed there is a different level. But when you take the seed, it's one seed. You understand that? So we take it as one seed. I mean, if you study farming, how does the seed know where the roots should go and where the trunk will go? Good question, right? I studied in farming, by the way, to study it. So basically, there is inside that seed something that looks almost like a liquid. So when the liquid goes down, so that's where the roots go. You understand? You ever play with, take those pills that look like antibiotic and has magnet in them and they so the seed actually look like that. The thing go down, and that's where the roots go. That's where the plants go. Did you understand what I'm saying? It's a unique thing. So the reason I mentioned that you understand the concept of the circles are all one. But within them, after the tzimtzum, now there is the spinner and the one who gets spin, or the cause and effect. Okay? Good. I feel like we understand. Now, ki ken ha'or mitrashem me'akli ha'melubash bo. We need to understand if there is still different, why there is different in the light. So tell us, Rav Ashlag, ha'or mitrashem me'akli ha'melubash bo. The light is impact from the vessel that he get dressed with. Very, very important concept. Again, the light get an impact from the vessel that he use. Asher afilu sheyotze misham lekli acher, eno meshane drachav sheyu lo bekli hakodem. So the light, wherever it go, that's a shape it take. It's almost like water. What is the shape of water? Shape of water. Somebody ever gave a shape to a water? I don't think anybody ever talked about the shape of water because water doesn't have a shape. Wherever you put the water, that's the shape that the water take. So you can put the water into a bottle. That's a shape. You take the water into trunk or big place, engine. It's a shape. Water is comfortable. It doesn't make a balagan. It doesn't make a big thing. My daughter asked me, why is all the blessing on everything else, but water is complicated. You know, the last blessing after. So because water has no ego. Water has no ego. Water does not even exist. It doesn't care. She told me because water was in the beginning of creation, should be respectful. Get a longer blessing. We get nothing to the water. She said wheat was created after. This was okay. Why water? Nobody even has. Last blessing is 1.5 lines. That's it. So water doesn't need it. So more ego there is, more physicality there is. Last blessing is longer. But when something is not need to be exist, that's a real king and queen, right? How do you know it's a real, you're dealing with real deal? They don't care for that. That's not their goal. You know, some people worry too much about that, you know, talking about physicality, like money. People measure things a lot by if somebody wants money from you, there's got to be something wrong with them. And if they don't want money from you, they got to be holy. And I cannot stand those definitions. I know a lot of people who don't want money from you, but they're not nice. And I know a lot of people who want money for you, and through that, you're actually going to be rich. Okay? And I did a few mistakes in my life with people like this who came, and they want only money. If I only listen, you know, it would be a different level. But sometimes when people ask you for money, you get nervous. Why? The Talmud talk about it. The Talmud said, "Parnasato shel adam chaviv alav." The money that a person work for, earn, become very dear to the person. Very difficult to give it away. Very difficult. We have attachment to it. But it doesn't mean if somebody asks it for me, he's a thief. You understand? So sometimes you have an opportunity. God send the person for you to actually become the richest person ever. And if you don't do it, it's a problem. You know, when Bill Gates come with the idea and he hire, I don't know what's the name of the guy, or make like $35 billion or something like that, I don't remember. The one, Bill Gates wouldn't make the money without him. What is his name, Deb? You remember? Is it Paul Allen? Yeah, Paul Allen was the guy. He was the guy. Bill Gates was the idea, but he's the light. Bill Gates is the light, but without something to manifest it, what's your idea worth? Nothing, nothing. So what's more important, the idea or the manifesto? Both. It can never say this or the other. For that reason, a person has to study Torah, do the mitzvot, and do the spirituality, and said to God, listen, who's doing who as a favor? I know it sounds rude, very rude. And it's not my point. My point is, when you eat, you have to get to a point, like a tzaddik, that you actually say, I don't want to eat, God. But without me eating, how can I manifest you, God? You know what? Let me eat it. If you do everything like that, you're already tzaddik. I don't want to eat. I don't want to do nothing physical in this world, nothing. But you know what? I see you got a pleasure out of it because you want to share, I will receive it. That's the highest level of spirituality, by the way. That you want to receive nothing, but you have to receive because that's the only way lasot nachat ruach leyotzro, it's called. That you make pleasure to the Creator by you receiving. It's a very important concept to understand. So the light take a shape. So what's the difference between us? Not the light inside of us, chas v'shalom. The light is the same, no different between us. Women, men, dogs, even vegetables, stone, all the same light. All the same light. How that light come to expression through that vessel we holding. You understand what I'm saying? So your soul is the light of the Creator coming all the way from the ends of. You are holding it now. You're holding it. Now, how is that? But let's, I think we should be honest here. Most of the time we're not even aware we carry a light. We think I'm carrying a flame. The body. We don't think like that. We don't have it in our mind. What we have in our mind is the vessel, the expression. People appreciate me, approve of me. It's not me. It's me. Me mean the selfish being. You know, the soul, you don't have to be improved from human being. Who is this human being? Another vessel who looking in another vessel. So two vessels looking at each other. What's there? I don't know, fall in love. With what? With what? You know, I had the privilege to be asked to write a program for children. Thank God, it's going to be something huge. And I finished it this week. So within this program, we teach kids in all over the United States how to think. You know, so and we can only give them 10 minutes. Tremendous concept. And the idea is how to make the kids understand between the expression and who you are. Almost like the book, The Snail with No Shell. You know, so to get into what is a shell and what is you, you don't forget you are light. But the outside is, it is the expression of that light. Now what are you gonna do with it? So if you're born smart, so the expression of that light is through wisdom. You're born beautiful, the expression of this light is through beauty. You're born smart in business. I mean, some people know how to make money. It's an art. I mean, I don't think most of us know how to make money. Some people can look at something and look at that. That's $1 million right there. Where? You know, we look. Where do you see? Say, leave it to me and I will show you. And they know. And it's gone. It's done. You know, let's say Bill Gates came to Paul Allen. He's the light. But he couldn't make the money out of it. He know what needed to happen. He can bring it down. He need Paul Allen to bring the expression. So that's the soul, that's the body. And that, is Paul Allen dead or is he alive? He's alive, right? He's alive, okay. So the idea what I'm trying to say is when you look at yourself and you're thinking about yourself, you have to feel two things together. It's very important because the light comes into expression. Now what happened to Chav Shalom, where the person die? That's complicated. Because then the soul and the thing, I don't want to go talk about it because that's reincarnation. It's much deeper. The soul is many levels. But let's say if we look at it like a light, the light go back to the original shape.
It actually passed away.
Huh? Sorry, it's not funny. Oh my God. Well, what are we talking about him? I don't know. So anyway, it's weird. So the whole idea is, yeah, now he has issue with his expression. You understand? Now the light cannot come to expression, and that's why it's difficult now. The light cannot come into expression. So every light that comes all the way from the end sof is already perfect, but once the light gets into any type of vessel, circular or line, it takes exactly the shape. For that reason, when the light was supplied through the line, it came in the shape of line. And then when it's come from the circle, it came in the shape of circle. Depends what light. But the light itself doesn't change its personality. The identity of the light is to give. So as human beings, it's very important that I know you don't like me to stop and explain it, but it's important to stop and explain it in a day-to-day life, you know, how to use it. You want to give. All humans want to give. Why? Because the light is pushing. The light is exploding for the need to give. The light cannot help itself. I want to give. The body, on the other end, want to be appreciated for the expression of the light from within. So the light always, the vessel, the body, always stop. Did you see me? I'm smart. Did you see me? We all day long. Am I recognized for what I did? You're not the main idea. So what are you getting rewarding for? If you allow that light to be expressed in the best way to this body. If you allow that light to be expressed the best to this body and you didn't limit it because the body is finite and the light is infinite. So is the finite affect the infinite or the infinite affect the finite? That's the whole test in life. That's it. The beginning and the end. Everything is about that. Every time that you are talking about how can I enjoy something, how can I enjoy something, at that moment, you might be connected to the finite. Right? The Talmud writes like this. Lo dome mi shepato besalo le mi shepato lo besalo. Translation. People who carry the bread within the basket are different than people who didn't get the bread yet in the basket. What is the Talmud talking about? That's a Talmud. It says, when you look at people, after they come back from, Glat, and they have bag full, and on the way to Glat with a plastic bag empty. They look different. What's the difference? The difference is, once you get that fulfillment, you're no longer looking for anything. You're fulfilled. Once you don't have fulfillment, you're looking for something. The light doesn't do anything, doesn't need. The light doesn't have desire or fulfillment. The light doesn't have good or bad. There's no good or bad. The light can be expressed in a bad way or in a good way. If somebody want to be a killer with that light, unfortunately, they can. Light is universal. Light doesn't have religion. Light doesn't have a color of a skin. Light doesn't have height or low. Light is universal. It cannot be, but the people who are comfortable to be expressed, and once we get in the 8:30 to Tikkuni HaZohar tonight, we'll explain it more. You know, and I want to repeat it now. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai buried his body in the ground, what is that all about? What is that? It's Rabbi Shimon. He could make the whole field full with gold and bakery and everything. What is that? But he wanted this way. He wanted this way. Why? When Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair found him, what did he say to him? And I'll repeat it tonight again. He said to him, whoa, shame on me that I saw a tzaddik like you look like that. His body was all with holes. He had to go to Tveria, those of you who know that place. There is a place in Tveria that cures your skin. He had to be there for a long time until his skin was cured. So, all that thing, was he proud that the body suffered? Because he couldn't come to the expression of the infinite if the finite would be in control. He had to do finite therapy for the infinite to come out. What is Moses doing? Same thing. 40 days, 40 nights. He said to the people of Israel, I didn't drink water and I didn't eat food. What, he tried to have ego? What is this, Moses? No. He tried to tell them that to get connected to the infinite, you have to control the finite. It's the same thing with food, with sex, with how you talk, why you talk. The expression of the infinite has to be on top of the finite, has to be controlled. All the mitzvot, everything we're doing, whatever we do in our life, all of it is the same. We have to be able to control the finite. You have to look at it all day long. It's very difficult. Some have it with food, some have it with anger, some have it with expression of, hey, I'm smart. All of us have issues. If you don't have issues, I don't know what you're doing here. You're wasting time. We have issues. We're born with some stuff. What can you do? You're born with that. So they give you something to overcome. That thing that you overcome, give expression to the infinite. That exact thing, give expression to the infinite. That's the secret here, okay? I hope you understand. Let's continue. So when it says, when the light come, mitrashem me'akli ha'melubash bo, he get impressed or touched by that vessel, v'sheyotze likli acher eno meshaneh et drachav. But once he come out of that vessel, it's going back to endless light again. It's the same endless light. Shayu lo bakli hakodem. Lifichach, again, it's the same light, the same DNA, but shape of the vessel before that. כיוון שבעוד שהיה בקו ביושר, אני המשך ויורד בזה למטה מזה, אני היה עולה והתאבד, קצת אמרת בסיבת המסך המצוי שם. So, when the light went through the line, and now it's going to the circle, it's have to have personality of the line. So if the line has masach, curtain, the masach itself is don't just try to imagine a curtain like that and that. Try to imagine that the masach itself is the circle, is the line. The straw, what I usually say, is actually, that's the masach. Because there is limit. So the light has to go through a limit. ועל כן אפילו אחרי שיצא משם ובא עשר ספות עיגולים שאין בהם מסך. Even the עיגולים, the circle vessel doesn't have מסך, doesn't have curtain. הוא מתעגל בהם בהכרח, and the light, once the light goes to the circle now, it becomes circle. אם כל זה אינו משנה דרכיו, פתאום שוב המדרגה לבדגה, but the light still act like a line, because it just came from the line, so what does that mean, it still act like that? Line mean up and down. Light mean three column system. Line. Line mean three column. Line mean limitation. Line mean that measurement of how much is it. And everything has to go from one level to another. So when everything has to go from one level to another, now the same effect on the circle. Pirush, כי למשל, כשהאור של הקו בא לספירת כתר, when the light coming from the line, and it's going to Keter. Umitagel sham. I'm talking about Keter of Igulim, the Keter of circle. It becomes circle there. Kloma shemekabel tzurat oto kli, because it's taken the new shape of the new vessel. She'en efchen mala v'mata. So there, it's supposed to be no up and down. Omnam kshemitpashet haor meigul haketer l'chokma, hu eno mitagel, ela nimshach b'yosher. When the light coming from the line through the circle of Keter is taking a shape of circle because now it's Keter. But when that light going to Chokmah, the connection is coming through line. It doesn't go to circle, it's go to line. Now you understand what he meant by saying window before. Remember we spoke about window on the right, window on the left? So it's not just window, it's a metaphor to explain to us that it's different. Because it should be, once it comes to Keter, it comes to all of them together. Once it comes to Keter, they all become Igulim. No, from Keter to Chokmah, it's moving through a line shape. Ela nimshach b'yosher, klomar b'efchen mala v'mata. When we say line, don't try to imagine line like line. Try to imagine that we're talking about cause and effect. When I say line, cause and effect. When I say circle, no cause and effect. Okay, so that's what you need to remember because sometimes we get confused. ונמצא משהו זה ספירת עיגול החוכמה למטה מעיגול הכתר. So for that reason, ספירת חוכמה of עיגולים after the צמצום, now is below כתר. Make sense? Below כתר. ואף מכתר, שאין צורת המשמה. And now we see that the circle of חוכמה, because it receives now light from the line, it's now from Keter then Chokmah, but the shape of the light is linear shape. Linear shape mean cause and effect. Linear shape mean masach. For that reason, everything within the circle now has to have cause and effect. Everything in a circle has to have up and down. ועל ידי זה שבאו בחוכמה אל בינה, same thing with חוכמה to בינה. הוא נמשך לה ביושר. Also, it's coming through the cause and effect, the formula of cause and effect. ונבחן שהבינה למטה מחוכמה. And from here we see that the בינה is below חוכמה. דיינו יותר אף בחוכמה. אבל דבר זה כל הספירות. And through that all the ספירות. באופן שאף על פי שעשר הספירות דיגולים, צורתם שבה, even the circular vessel are all equal, בלי הבחן מעלה ומטה, without up and down, from the vessel point of view. אם כל זה יש בהם הבחן מעלה ומטה, מצד שיש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע שביות ספירות שבקו היושר. The vessel cannot change, right? All of them still have circular vessel. That never can change. That's from the time of creation. But because the light that's fulfilling them now is going through a filter called the line, so the light within them has level and making them a level. Do you understand? So it's kind of complicated a little bit, but let's throw the shape out for a second and let's talk in a different language. Circular, no cause and effect, everything is one. Uveshmo echad. Ian is dema one. Line, cause and effect. Once the light now coming to the line, which has the masach, which has caused the effect, the light that going through the line, which has caused an effect, now going to the circle, which has no cause and effect, but has to receive the light with the same DNA of cause and effect. The vessels still stay the same. Their circular vessel can't change that. But the light within them is going through a line shape. Is that clear? I want to put my glasses on. Is it clear? Let me drink a little bit something, yeah. Everything is okay there? Huh? Question is clear. Okay, let's continue. Okay. So now we're going to go to those new name I just teach you before, Ari Chanpin and all this and that, so hopefully we can understand it. Pirush. Achar shenitaknu dalet ha'olamot abia. When I say abia, from now on you have to know it's initial. Atzilut b'riya yetzira asiya. Abia. Okay, abia, atzilut, bria, yetzira, asiya, abia. Kabbalists will not give you the whole name. Nobody talk like that. So if they want to talk about the light within the vessel, they're usually going to call you naran chai. Naran chai is nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida. Naran chai. Everything is with code. They don't waste time on saying the word. So naran chai. When naran chai go to abia, they talk like that. So But you have to remember, I will always mention that, because it's very difficult to remember that. Abia, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Okay? Yeah, if we translate it to English, emanation, creation, formation, and action. So the first letter, that's what we call Abia. Nesta kol sfira leparzuf shalem. Every sfira, okay, become a complete face. Remember, the word face doesn't mean face just like that, but face in Kabbalah mean michlol. How do we say michlol? Michlol. Do you have the word michlol, anybody? Michlol mean, if I look at the watch, a Swiss watch, and I take it apart, there's many pieces. But when I put it together, it's a watch. Michlol, when you include all the details together, that's michlol. Okay? So parzuf, in the parzuf mean face, you have all
the entirety?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the words. The entirety. Okay, I learned a word. I didn't even know these words exist. The entirety. The entirety. Did you ever use that word? The entirety. Wow. So the entirety called panim, called parzuf. Now, why is it called parzuf? Because in your face you have all the sefirot, like your body. Keter is here, the forehead, right? That's where your keter is, right? Chokmah, bina, zeranpin, malchut. That's where your sefirot is. Don't have to remember, forehead. As a Kabbalist, read people on the forehead right away. Usually on Friday, they see all the secret on the forehead, what they did last week, what they need to do next week. So look at the forehead, for, oh, what's going on, you know? So it's very important to understand, you know, that your face is a complete entirety, not focus complete. It's the entirety of the whole sefirot. That's why it's called panim or parzuf. Panim mean face, but also panim mean internal. Because within the panim, you can tell everything about a person. Everything is in the face, everything. In the eyes, if you open the eye by itself, you take it out and you read the whole details there. There is even letters on the white of your eyes, Hebrew letters all over. They talk all day long. But it's too much work. Who's going to do that? Through the microscope and read, what have you done yesterday? And for that reason, I have to put it on a permanent face reading video. I didn't finish it. When you see somebody red eye here, anger issue, because the nose is anger. When the eyes is here, it's usually get tired or addiction or different thing. Depends. Where is the red? Depends on what letter is written here. So all of it is entirety face has so much information. So for that reason, it's a pirush achar shenitakluda letolmot abiyah nesa kol sfira leparzuf. Every sfira become a parzuf. Every one sfira has a parzuf, complete parzuf, complete face. Shalem berosh toch sof. Now you have to learn those words. Rosh toch sof. Rosh mean head, toch mean internal, sof mean end. So from now we know parzuf, face, has three forces. The head of the parzuf, the, I want to say entirety, I love this word, the body of the toch, the, not the body, but it is the body, but toch, it's the internal part, and then the end. So every parzuf is built from three, which is simple. Keter Chokhmah Bina is the Rosh, Toch is the Zeranpin, and the which is the body, and Malchut is in the end. So it's called Rosh, Toch, Sof. It's a language, you guys. We study a new language today. Vekiblu bishum ze shemot acherim. Vaparzuf shenasa miketer nikra bishem Arichanpin. So if we take Keter, and we stretch Keter to all parzuf. So we make the face of Keter. What is the face of Keter will be called? Arich Anpin. What does Anpin mean? Face. What does Arich mean? Long or big. So long face or big face. So that's what Keter. What do we call the six sefirot? Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er, Zair. Zair. Zair means small. Small face. Okay, so... Why it's called small face, you should ask me that, but that's a long conversation. It's called small because it doesn't have Gimel Rishon, it doesn't have Keter Chokhmah Bina. So it's small. Okay? So Ari Chanpin is when we talk about Keter. Okay? It's good. You're learning a lot of new words, but you have to memorize them. It will repeat 1,000 times. But it's getting, from this point, it's going to get so beautiful and so, I'm fascinated because I studied a little bit after that, and I studied with another person way after that. So it's a lot of joy what's coming. And that's a build-up. Without that language, you wouldn't understand what's coming. And once you understand what's coming, it's unbelievable. Because I took on myself to finish Tikkun HaZohar for 3 years. And once I finish it, I study it a few times to make sure I know what I'm doing. I don't think I'm doing what I'm doing, but I'm trying. And now I'm took on myself to do the Talmud Esrei Sefirot on my own, like study it on my own, words by words. So what's coming after, fascinating. But you got to invest in that, okay? And that's why you see that I'm going a little bit faster than usual with you, because I think it's important to move on already. And I can't every time stop. It's important. Okay. The parzuf, so the parzuf, what is parzuf? Michlol, entirety of that keter. So the entirety of keter called Ari Chanpin. The parzuf shenezah mechokma nikra b'shem Abba. The entirety, the michlol, the parzuf, the face that from chokma, we call it Abba. The parzuf adesa mibina nikra ima. So the parzuf, the entirety of Bina, meaning the Bichlol, the Keter of Bina, the Chumah of Bina, the Zizu of Bina, we call it Ima. Apartzuf, Anesam Shesha Sfirot Zechagat Nai, Nikam Shem Zer Anpin. Why do we call only six Sfirot? They don't have Abba, they don't have Ima, they don't have Keter, they don't have anybody. What are we going to call them? We call them Zer Anpin, small face. Now you know where the Sfirot name comes from. It's fun now to know the name. והפרצוף הנעשה במלכות, what are you going to call for the face that make for מלכות? נקרא בשם נוקווה. נוקווה. נוקווה mean female. נוקווה also means something else, but I don't think it's right translated. But you can look. נוקווה. It's an Arabic word too. It's an Arabic word too. נוקווה. So, נוקווה. Anyway. והראות אלה השמות נתבררו כמובן בעזרת השם. He said, I cannot go into details right now, say Rav Ashlag, to spread it to many pages. But he will tell us eventually. I will explain to you step by step all the name to the details, and it's coming. It's very beautiful. But it's beautiful. Rav Ashlag, stop to make sure we clear on what is going on. Continue. Can I continue? Right? I mean, I'm not losing anybody. Pirush, ki kvar yadata shebesibat or shilu tzfirot hakav hamekubal ba'igulim mitrashmot bechach kol pechinot yosher gam ba'igulim. He repeat. Rav Ashlag repeat. He said, please remember that because the impression of the line on the light, the same light that was impressed, get impression from the linear, is the same light that now coming to the circle. So obviously, it will be a linear light touching the circular vessel. We studied, right? Now it's getting a lot of information. And that pchina, that aspect, that we call masach, curtain, שבאור חוזר שלו נמצא מקשר את האור העליון בכלים. What's connect the light to the vessel? How do you make light and vessel talk to each other? So Rav Ashlag telling us the only way that the light and vessel talk to each other is through the curtain. What does that mean? Through the אור חוזר. Through the returning light. The light that been reflect from the vessel, what is light that touch the vessel? What is light that touched the masach? What is it? It's a light that has a little bit of vessel in it. Because without the vessel, it wouldn't come up. Did you ever try to jump on the floor without trampolina and with trampolina? When you jump with trampolina, something happened to you. So part of the trampolina is part of you now. But if you jump on the floor, no. You jump, you get tired. So what happened to the trampolina? Part of how far you go is part of the trampolina. Try to think of trampolina as the masach. Try to think of it. Even it's a terrible example, but it's the only one I got. I'm sorry about it. וזה זו הבחינה שישנה בקו שנקרא מסך שבאור חוזר שלו, אתה מקשר את האור העליון בכלים. הנה גם המסך הזה מתרשם בעיגולים, אלא בלי האביות שבו. What happening exactly in the yosher, in the linear light? The linear light, the light going down to masach, When the light hit the masach, the curtain, the masach hitting back or chozer. That or chozer becoming the new vessel to hold the light that's coming. And it's going like never stop, like electricity. Never stop. Never stop. We're going to study way further what happened to the masach because there's bitush. The light will not give up. The light will never stop until it breaks the masach. So what happened after? So that's way further. But just to let you know, for now, what we need to know, light hitting the masach, or chozer going up, that or chozer become the new vessel so we can see the or yashar. Because you cannot see the light. You can't. Remember, light can only be seen when it's come to expression. Light cannot be seen. I want to see the light. Or people who go to the Hindu, or I don't want to insult Hindu, but they go to, what they call this place in Arizona? All the psychic. Yeah, Sedona. And they come back, they say, I saw the light. What light? What light you saw? If you saw the light, you didn't see a thing. You cannot see the light. You understand? You can't see the light. You know, light is not something to be seen. If you saw it, you saw something else. Light is come to expression with me doing reflection of Or Chozer. And how do I do reflection? Doing a masach. What is a masach on a daily basis? No. Saying no to who? To me. How hard is it to say no to me? I don't like saying no to me. I say no to you. And what's the most beautiful thing about Israel and Israeli? What is the one word that you learn in Israel like right away when you arrive? They have one word that everybody say. It's called a rega. You know what rega mean? Wait a second. You're always going to tell, rega, rega, rega. Like 1 second. They always want you to do basach. It's so beautiful. It's why it's so difficult to be spiritual in Israel. Rega, rega, rega. It's so, everybody teach everybody else to have a curtain. And he's going to meet you wherever you're going to go. Parking, buying falafel. I don't, whatever you want to do, even the banker. Rega, rega, rega. Rega, you have to go. Rega. Everybody teaching everybody. You go to the hospital, Chas v'Shalom, you're in an emergency room, you have to wait. Where's the doctor? Rega, rega. Ask that. Don't say it. It's a one word that everybody agreed to. Even if you're not spiritual, you are spiritual, they will tell you how to restrict them. Everybody's a teacher. Your taxi driver is a teacher. Everybody's a teacher. The hardest place to be, whoever spiritual in Israel, you have to call them tzaddik, pure tzaddik. I don't care what they do. If they are capable of making it there, tzaddikim. And it's unbelievable. It's not because of Israeli. The energy of Israel is so intense that the energy is forcing you to restrict. To go visit there, don't, the tourist. I'm talking about living there. When you go there, and yeah, because also Rabbi Avraham Azulai said, when you live there, they take your old soul, out. They put the new soul inside of you and they wish you good luck. And then you start from scratch. When you start from scratch, let me tell you, oh, the things that you go towards a lot. It's a lot of rega. It's a lot of rega. I'm telling you, it's a lot of rega. So you say here, because of the masach, because of the curtain, because of the or chozer, the same type of light is also going to the circular. אלא בלי האביות שלו, כי האביות לא תוכל לעלות ממדרגה תחתונה לעליונה, ממנה אפילו כל ששרה על כן נקראת עליונה, לפי שאין בה אביות כמו בתחתונה, ואבן. So it's say, the only difference between the circular don't really have masach, but they have the light that come from the linear, that went through the aspect of or yashar or chozer, direct light and light of reflection, and that aspect is going to the igulim, but the igulim cannot have masach, cannot have curtain there. Why? Look what he say, and he doesn't make it long, so it's a little bit difficult. Ki aviut lo tuchal lalot mimadrigat tachtona leliona mimena afilu kolshu shal ken neret eliona lefi ken baaviut kmo batachtona vaven. אלא רק מבחינת הרווח שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה, מבעשר ספירות די יושר, זה לבד עולה מהמסך די קו היושר. אבל זה reveal something very unique. Why is also the מסך doesn't go to עיגולים? If everything goes to עיגולים, why only the type of light go? So רבשתק explain, because in the circular, I'm saying עיגולים means circle, in the circular vessel, it cannot be that that something will go from below to above. Because if you think about Or Chozer, returning light, in the linear. In the linear returning light, Malchut is Keter. Do you get it, what's going on? In the linear of Or Chozer, of returning light, Malchut is Keter. So the most physical Sfira is the cause of everything else. And if we look at Keter, is the cause of all the Or Yashar. But if you look at Malchut, it's the cause of Or Chozer. But when you go to the circle, there is no such a thing because they are together. So the below cannot affect the above. So the circular are just passive place or vessel that receive the type of concept into them, but without Masach. Okay, so that's what Rav Ashlag wanted us to understand. זהו לבד העולם במסך דקו היושר, מתרשם בעיגולים. והרווח במסך הזה מכונה בשם חלון. Now listen, that's a new word. I'm going to read it again to make sure I explain it well. אלא רק מבחינת הרווח, שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה, לנו בעשר ספירות, the יושר, זהו לבד. הרווח, I'm reading it again. Let's translate it well. אלא רק מבחינת הרווח, שהמסך הזה מגלה. Only that space that curtain revealed, but in the lower sphira, the Ainu Be'esra Sphirot de Yosher, which is happening in the 10 Sphirot, the linear 10 Sphirot, that concept go up from the Masach of linear and it go to the circle, and that aspect, the concept, not the actual Masach, that space that exists between different Sfirot in the linear, we call it window. You have to remember the word window. כדוגמת החלון המתוקן בחדר. The same like window, Rav Ashlag allowed us to now give example, like a window that you have in your house. What is the window does in your house? מביא את האור באותו חדר. The window is bringing the light from outside to inside. כן, המסך הזה מגלה האור החוזר בסגולתו. The same thing, the curtain, what is the curtain does? Please be with me, it's very deep, okay? The curtain, what is the curtain does in the linear sphere? Is revealing the light of Yosher, of the direct light. Without the Or Chozer, without the returning light, you will not see the direct light, yes? So the Or Chozer, in a way, revealed the Or Yashar. The returning light revealed the direct light. You agree? So the same thing, the window is revealed the light. So in the circular, we call it window. And in the linear, we call it masach. לקשר את האור בנאצל. באופי שאם המסך יתעלה משם, היור מסתלק בנאצל. If you don't have curtain in the linear spherot, you don't have light. You do have light, but you don't see anything. So without having a pusher from below, you don't have anything that exists. והיה נשאר בחושך. Everything will be dark. כדוגמת סתימת חלון אצל החדר. Try to close your window. When you don't want the light, you have darkness. You open the window, you have light. Darkness. So you say, try to imagine that your window is similar to what happened in the Igulim, in the circle. Do you follow me? Oh, רב אשלג. לפיכך שאנו באים לחנות רק את הרווח מהמסך ולהוציא את אביותו, אנו מגדירים זה בשם חלון או נקב. So the way... When we want to talk about the concept of the masach without the masach, when we talk about the concept of the curtain without getting the curtain involved, because the curtain is only exist in the linear, we call it window. Or we call it nekev. Nekev means hole. Now, how far we went tonight to finally understand that Ari Chanpin gave through window to father, and Ari Chanpin to give through window to mother. Now you understand why he say the light never stay in Abba. It just go to Ima, but it's going through Ari Chanpin. Are you with me on that? All right. Five more minutes. You know, even 10. It's important to finish that in a good way. Because we are in the middle of it, Chaval. So, and also because it comes from the line, it's have right and left. Right and left, because it's coming from the linear. The linear is right and left, the circular now is right and left. כלומר שבסיבת החלון האמור נעשה שם מבחן של המשכת וירידת האור, דהיינו שהולך ומתאבל בסדר מדרגות. And now because there is window, then there is above and below. Now, try to be in and out. It's very difficult. To see the picture of a window, and then forget the window and turn the window into an understanding. Because there is, what is the window represent in the study? And also we need sometimes physical example to understand. But if you only get stay in the window, you never understand what Rav Ashlag want to do Odari. Okay, so don't get confused. We don't talk about actual window, but actual window will able to teach you and understand what really it mean here. So it say, so that window is how the light is becoming thicker and thicker, because what is mean thicker? I mean, the light create the vessel, but what is a vessel? A thick light. What do you think a vessel is? A thick light. What is a body? A thick light. Everything that becomes thicker and more desire, it's eventually the light that become materialized. That's a word. Okay, materialize itself to become materialism, become table. אשר המדרגה התחתונה עבה מקודמתה, וזה שבא משם יורד. אריך, לגולבה. So when it say that the light coming from אריך into father, it doesn't mean it's going down. Okay, taking a slide. It means that the light is going to a different level. Different level. It's cause and effect. So when it's going down, it means it materializes itself more. It's going to the effect. When it's going up, it's going to the cause. Okay? What happened to the light after you close the window? Why it doesn't stay in the room? A little bit went in. Because everything goes back to its roots in life. Everything. הכל הולך לשורשו. Everything going back to his roots. There is a sales lady who works in Saks Fifth Avenue. If you ever go to cosmetic, she's the most knowledgeable. She's in charge of all the cosmetic department. I don't remember what brand, I'm sorry, but if I will think about it, I'll remember. So I met with her. She met with me a few times. So she's wise. You know, one of those people wise, and they don't know what they're saying. And she told me, a person cannot be more than his roots. And I look at her, and I said, what did you say? And she said, a person cannot be more than his roots. And because I used to make fun of people who tell me, the apple didn't fall away from the tree, you know that thing? And I say, my tree was downhill. It went a little bit far. And I always make fun of it. People tell me this. I always tell them it was downhill, uphill, didn't go well, you know. So, but when the way she say it, she owned that. You know when somebody owned the wisdom or talk about wisdom? She had that. I look at her. I said, what is that? I said, don't you see? I mean, how difficult it is to go away from the roots. You always have to go back. You have to go back. You have to go back. That's why it's very difficult to change what your parents didn't do or do. Very difficult. We are our parents. We are our grandfather and grandmother. That's the roots. You're always going to go back there. But that's where it was created. Difficult, difficult. Today I had a session, somebody, and I mentioned what we study here on Monday. And I say, if you look at the Israelite, where they came from, everybody came from Lavan. Lavan gave birth and Abraham, right? Lavan and Yitzchak. Yitzchak's wife was the sister of Lavan. Yaakov's wife was Lavan's daughter. And in the end of all of it, the fight that's happening is between Bilam and Moshe. Same family. Distant cousin. It's a weird thing, huh? So the Mishnah asked, Mishnah, how do you know if you come from Lavan or Moses? Hey, listen, I'm not into Lavan. Hey. So they say if you are cruel, if you don't have heart, you don't have mercy on people, you come from Lavan. If you're kind and you feel pain of people, come from Moshe. The Mishnah asked that question. Can you imagine even ask it? Even to ask that question, who would dare to ask it? Mishnah asked. Because if you look at the roots, so what roots are you going back to? It's a tough one, yeah? Going to Yaakov, Avraham, or not everybody who's spiritual. You know, you can be super spiritual, by the way. Not just religious. I thought it's only religion. Not true. Not true. Super spiritual. Spiritual. You know, you do the whole thing. And there is lack of kindness in the personality. It's not if you do act of kindness or not. Many people do act of kindness, put it on a paper. It doesn't mean act of kindness. Act of kindness is act of kindness. You can't help it. Can't help it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Cannot. I want to not to do it and I'm doing it. That's act of kindness. I want to stop doing it and I'm doing it. I promise I will never give and I give. That's a part of your DNA. Can't help it. Can't help it. You know, like my sister, may God give her a long life. Sister Gila. You know, I remember when I didn't have a good job, so I never had money. And she always knew how to make money. So I used to go to her, say, listen, I need, let's say, $200. I really need this $200. Listen, I have a date. And she said, I'll never give you any money. Nothing. For you, nothing. And she keep counting it. She's like, where is God bless her? Nothing for you. Never give you anything. I may never ask. And she give. Then I said, thank you. Go away. Then I come back again and say, I'm sure. That, no way. You're going to give you whatever. That's her. That's her. It's not normal. Not normal. Like, she cannot help it. She hates herself and she keep giving. They never have. They always have been like that. So that's how you know where you come from. So when you close the window, the light go back to the sun. So it's like this. וזה מה שאמר משם יורד אריך אל עיגול אבא. So when it says when the light going from אריך to אבא, כלומר שבסיבת החלון קיבל האור מבחינת אביות, מבחינת מטה. Why is the light going down? The light is the light. Because going down means it's becoming the effect. How is it becoming effect? By touching a masach. But in the circular, there is no masach. But there is window. And because there is window, the window make it like limit. It's like masach. כלומר מבחינת אביות, מבחינת מטה. אצל אבא די עיגולים. So you go to father of the Igulim, דהיינו חוכמה, אשר הושפלה במדרגה. So חוכמה, הושפלה is a very bad word. הושפלה is almost like abuse or becoming less. ואינה שווה עתה לכתר די עיגולים. It's no longer like כתר. כמו שהיה בטרם שקיבלו האור די יושר דרך חלון, וכן בינה למטה וחוכמה. So it's go חוכמה, it's go בינה, it's go level by level. משמיענו, שעניין החלון הזה נעשה בספירות ביחד, עם ירידת האור אליו מהעיגול העליון. We learn from that, that window in the ספירות, it becoming, ביחד עם ירידת האור אליו מהעיגול העליון, משמענו שעניין החלון הזה נעשה בספירות ביחד עם ירידת האור אליו מהעיגול העליון, כמו שעד הרו, האור ההוא, אור רושם בו את עניין המסך כלול בו, וכן נבחן כמו שהאור נוקב בו ועושה בו חלון. So tell us רב אשלג, that from here we learn, that as the light, the window appear, or I shouldn't say appear, there, instead of masach, it's creating that differences in the light between keter, which is called arechampin, to abba, which is called chokmah, to bina, that call ima, to zeeranpin, and to nukva, that call malchut. Guys, we got to finish. We have another lecture coming. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.